Hey Ezra, how you doing? Good. Good. So what we're up to today is what's pshat in a bracha. The bracha is the primary unit that Chazal have for any davening. Everything's organized around brachas. Shemone Esrei, 18 brachas. Besides the brachas hanenah, brachas hashachar we did last week. The Shema, two brachas before, two brachas afterward. So brachas is one of the primary units that Chazal used to communicate with the Kodesh Baruch. So we often think of a bracha as God should be blessed. The time to figure what that means. So there are probably two major comments in the literature on what a bracha means. One is a Rashba that says that bracha is a description of a Kodesh Baruch. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the bracha, is like a bracha, is like a brecha, a pool. He is the pool of all blessings. That's also hard to work out, to nail down what it means. So Chaim Volozhiner spends several prakim in the second shar of Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Sefer of Machshava, which is probably one of the defining svarim for how yeshiva thinking goes. So the second shar is about tefillah. And at the very end of the second shar, I think it's easier to look at various paragraphs to see how he describes it. The very end of the first shar, so he says that the text that we know from the song we mentioned last week, that Sha'omar kiviyochel Yishmael, that when Yishmael Kohen Gadol came into the base of Mikdash, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yishmael, "Bini barcheni, give me a bracha." V'chein kol nusach matbeya tfilos v'brachos kulam sheyostu anshe knesa gdola heim poschum asayim v'baruch. As we said, almost every paragraph that the anshe knesa gdola made into our davening, beginning and end with the bracha. But when God says to Yishmael Kohen Gadol, give me a blessing, and Yishmael Kohen Gadol responds by saying, basically, you should not get angry at the Jews. So, how do we put that together with the idea of bracha, blessed be God, when it becomes be patient with the Jews? So, you look at the very bottom of the page, the last line, Avol Ha'emes. The last line, Ki Baruch Perushay Loshen Tesefis Verivoy. The word bracha means extension, to increase. Ki Inyan, we have in next week's parsha, Kach Noz Berachosi. That Esav and Yaakov argued to say, take my blessing means take some of my generosity. So Baruch Ubarech Es Lachmacha means we have produce, we have food, and God's going to increase it. Ubeirach Privit Nechal, God will give us more children. So the idea of bracha is Tosefis Rivoy, to increase. The next paragraph he says that the Zohar sees the idea of bracha Lam Shachal Berchon, to draw down the blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loisifi Berchon, to increase the blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's skip down to the next paragraph. Chaim Volozhiner intersperses Kabbalah with the Nigla. So usually the Nigla is self-contained, can work it out. So the next paragraph, Omnam, Inyan HaBracha Lo Yizbar Shemo, Eina Kavonu La'atzmus Oden Yochid Rahui Kiviyochel. So we're essentially saying to God, God, you should be increased. Baruch Atah Hashem doesn't mean you should be blessed, you should be increased. Right? So how could we possibly say to God that God should be increased? Atzmus Oden Yochid, how could we? Because Baruch Hu is Molei Haaretz Kavodo. He's entirely abstract. It can't be on the, he's the Ein Sof. He's beyond any possible increase. Zayar says that God is both hidden and revealed. Atzma is the essence of God we can never get. When God is, we can get. We can only figure out how God connects to this world. The only thing that we can know about God, we know certain ways in which He connects with this world. That's what he points out in the next page. But what can we grab onto? We can grab on to certain ways of describing God, to certain attributes of God. That we find in Chumash, that God reveals Himself as, let's say, I'll point out that God is merciful. Right? So that doesn't mean that God is essentially about mercy. It means that one of the ways in which God connects with me is through compassion. That God is din. It means one of the ways that God connects with the world as I know it is by rendering justice. So the same thing is true with every matbei shel bracha. One of the ways that God connects with this world is by being a pekeach evron, by opening up our eyes. One of the ways he connects with this world, is by being hanosein layoev koyach, to give you strength. So every matbeah shel bracha is referring to one of the ways in which God reveals Himself. Most of God is hidden from us at this concept, we can't get to it. But there's certain elements of God that He opens up to us. So, close. Umasha musag esleinu ktsos. And we have some way of grabbing onto some aspect of God, and different ways in which He appears to us, and different attributes He has as we see it. That is the way that God connects with certain parts of creation, from the time of creation. And again, in Kabbalistic terms, it's spheres. I don't know what that means, so I work with the idea of his chavrus, God connects. Next page. That from Yisbarach Britsono El Olamos, Sha'al Yedei Ze Yishonu Tsas Hasoga Koldu. We have a little bit of understanding of God by watching the way in which He connects to this world. And that's when we say, Baruch Ato Hashem. That's what he's grappling with, is that every bracha bounces from the direct to the indirect. Right? Every bracha begins, Baruch Ato, you God. And then we step back and we say, Asher Kiddishonu. We don't say, Asher Ki dashta osono. We don't say Asher Yotzar Ta. We say Yotzar Maros. So almost every bracha, except for the very end of Kiddush, almost every bracha ends in the there's one she'oscha levadcha miranavi. But the very few, both of them, step back and go into the distant, the third person. But they begin Baruch Ata Hashem. Ki olamos em tzrichim linatei sefes v'riboy bracha meyatzmusa yizvarach hamizchav aleich. Because, as Jeffrey was saying a moment ago, because we want more of the God that we don't connect with, we want more of that to be revealed. We want more of the God who is a Yotzer Ma'oros to be revealed to us. Baruch Atah means we now connect with one very specific aspect of God, but we want that Atah to be on the increase. So, B'ribui Bracha Be'atzmusa Yizbaracha Mezchaber Aleim. We want more of God to be connected to this world. V'zeu Melech Olam. He is, K'mo Sh'omu B'rayim Hemna, that God is the king, the master. We want more of his mastery to become known to us. So therefore, whenever we give a bracha to Hashem, we are asking, this way the Reb Chaim Volozhin's approach, but it's almost definitive, because it's very hard to find other interpretations. So the bracha is, when we say blessed are you, we're not saying blessed, we're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu, please extend yourself more. Please reveal. Baruch Ata you, that I am able to grab on a little bit, I can understand a little bit, I see a little bit of you right now. Kodesh Baruch Hu, we would like that more of the you that I see right now should become apparent to us. So when we say Baruch Atah, let's say Bekech Ivre, right? So we appreciate that God helped us, gave us sight. We focus for a moment, and just as we appreciate that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us sight, we are asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, please make this element, this revelation, this connection, you have this world, make more of it. Make it more apparent. Make people more aware of it. Make me more aware of it, right? And by doing so, extend your malchus even more through this. So the Tamay Shal David, the beginning of the fourth parak, Shenichlal b'chol bracha shtei b'chinos, that there are two aspects of every bracha. Yisod pinas emunaseinu akdosha shekol megamas kavonis libeinu b'chol ha-brachas u'b'chol ha-tfilos achrak l'yichuda shel olam odin yachid ein sof baruchu. That every bracha is addressing the infiniteness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we skip down to the last paragraph. On the same page, if God would not have shown us that He does want to impact this world, He does want to connect this world, then we would not be able to daven. We could not say to the Baruch Hu, who is distant and far, what are we asking for? What do we mean we're asking to become more? We can say that the way in which God connects this world should become more. And that this ties into an idea that we often refer to in Rav Chaim Volozhiner's thinking. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his introduction to the davening of Yom Nirom, says that one of the most powerful ways that we can daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu that we will recognize you more. Kodesh Baruch Hu, by giving us a refuah, we will recognize you more as the one who is rofu, the one who gives refuahs. By giving us insight and knowledge, so we will not take pride as if it's our own accomplishment. We will always recognize the comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is all based on a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Heviu lefonai mayim kedei shem yisporchu amayim." Bring water to me in Sukkos, so I'll give a blessing to the water. So it means, the Reb Chaim Friedlander says, based on Chaim Volozhiner, that means if we show Kodesh Baruch Hu that we can serve Him with the water, He'll give us more water. If we can show Kodesh Baruch Hu that we'll serve Him with the fruit, is that the wheat on Shavuos, He'll give that more bracha. So that's how we draw more of the bracha into this world, because we are appealing to Kodesh Baruch Hu that we will make you more of a malach. We'll increase your malchus by extending yourself to us. You reveal yourself. Put in simple terms, Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you extend yourself to me as a roif echaylem, so I will make the sudas hayda. I will forever recognize that you are the one who gave me this refuah. So I will share that with other people, and I will, and then your connection to this world, which I know you want, because I know that you're mischaber this world, because you have revealed yourself to us in certain ways. You have revealed yourself as a roif echaylem, as a choyne nados, as a marvel l'slof. So I know you want to connect in this way. That's in a sort of simple way of looking at it. So we're saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Atah Hashem, right? So when we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for das, Atah Chonein Lodim, that we recognize you give das, right? Choneinu me'idcha deyo bina v'aska. Please give us insight. And then we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I will always recognize as the one who gave me insight, right? Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Olam. So your Malchus should become more revealed through being a Chayin Ados. I think Rav Chaim Volozhiner was saying, Ke'ilu, I'm saying to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you who I recognize, I can't figure something out right now. I recognize I can't figure out how to take care of something. I recognize right now that I can only figure that if you give me das, you give me insight. I have a chola that I'm worried about. I recognize right now that you're the only one who will be able to mirape. So Baruch Atah, you, who's clear to me right now as the Rofe, should become more revealed and more known. You should become Ke'ilism, saying that if this particular refuah that I'm concerned about, so I will make sure that you'll become more known as a Rofe. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner puts it in a very specific way. So he says every bracha really captures that idea.
What about brachos that are not bakashos?
They're all bakashos. In other words, Asher Kinshan Mitzvosu V'tzivonu, right? In other words, you, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I recognize right now.
With that? Shaking a lulav.
Right. So I recognize right now you asked me to shake this lulav, right? So, I'm only shaking the lulav right now because you want me to serve you and shake the lulav. So, I'm presenting to Kodesh Baruch Hu that I want him to become more known in this world as a Mekadesh. His malchus in this world should become more known as a Mitzaveh. There is a run in Rosh Hashanah that says that no Jew's mitzvah is complete until all Jews do that mitzvah. My tkiyah shev is not complete. That's why I can be mitzvah to somebody else. Because we're all part of the same mitzvah. So I'm being misspelled to the Baruch Hu. Right now I recognize that you told me to do shev. So then my mind could go in many different directions. And I just as I recognize right now that you are mekadesh this mitzvah, I'm being mespalel baruch that you should be known more and more and more as a mitzvah, as a mekadesh. That means could be more people will take on the mitzvah, that I will recognize this with greater insight, with greater presence, that my depth of appreciation of the mitzvah at the moment should become greater, so that... It certainly works with Birchus HaShabbach. Was that? Birchus HaNenen. So there I think it means Bari Praetz. Right now, I recognize that you gave me this, you are the Bari Praetz. Right? That this, you, I'm holding this fruit, and you're the Bari this fruit. Right? Or Victor Miller is often would be, get very, would become more detailed. Person takes a moment to appreciate that the Baruch Hu has different kinds of tastes, different kinds of presentations of fruits. So Baruch Atah, you're the my sense of awareness that you're going to give me this Hanar right now. So that should be on the increase. I should be more appreciative. I should be more aware of you, and you should become more aware, more known, more revealed. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yishmael, Barcheini, so Kadosh Baruch Hu saying to Yishmael, I want to become more part of the world. I want to become more mechubar to the world. I am mechubar because I'm providing certain things. I want to become more mechubar. So Yishmael Kengoro says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you have rachmanis and the Jewish people, then you become more mechubar. And we'll take care of you. So that's the Matisyo Solomon. He gave Shurim in this. He said the only bracha that he can't figure out is the bracha of Baduchanin. Sha'oscha levadacha v'yir na'avon. So I didn't understand. I thought that also works out. We want, we're being mispalel, that everybody should have that sense that we only serve you. That was, he spent the whole shiur on explaining why he thought that bracha. He spent about 20 minutes discussing why this takes away any of the concern of Shaloh Asanisha. Because I'm not giving thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu for not making me into him. I'm saying from the fact that I have certain responsibilities. My responsibilities through not being an Isha should be on the increase. Okay. Once you have this piece, you can build a lot of ideas around it.